Hey folks, it's Curious City reporter Monica Eng, and I recently went out to lush green Washington Park on the South Side. I met up with question asker Victoria Long because she wanted to show me these huge flocks of geese that were spread out all over the park.
Sometimes you have to clap your hands to get them to move, but they are so used to people. And you know, I still notice people coming out to feed them, which they really don't need.
She told me that since the pandemic, she's been taking a lot of walks out here.
I walked a lot on the north end of Washington Park. It has a great path around it, and there was always lots of geese, and I was always wondering, you know, what a mess they made, because if you're walking on the paths.
We walked around. I got goose poop all over my shoes, and she asked,
is there any plan to manage the numbers? They seem like they've overridden both the north and the south sections of Washington Park, and from what I hear, other parks in the city.
Victoria's right. The goose population has exploded in Chicago and other Midwestern cities in recent decades.
They're a lot more spread out now than they normally are.
But they're more than just a nuisance. They're creating some serious problems.
You know, there's so many of them.
So why is that, and what can be done about it?
We must have some plan in place.
That's what we're exploring on this episode of Curious City, right after this.
I would suggest that when you get done, before you get in your car, you wipe your feet off, because as you see, there's a lot.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide is a topic that hides in the shadows. It's time we talk away the dark, learn how to spot the warning signs for suicide, and how you can have an open, caring, real conversation to help save lives. Visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to watch the new short film and learn more at afsp.org/talkawaythedark.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
After I met up with Victoria in Washington Park, I got back to my car, scraped all that crap off my shoes, and I was determined to get some answers about what was up with these big flocks and what could be done about them. So I called up Mike Ward. He's an associate professor in the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Science at the University of Illinois. And he says Chicago's goose population has been growing for years.
Over the last couple decades, there's been a very large increase in canada geese, to the point where there's tens of thousands of them in the Chicagoland area.
There are lots of reasons for this population boom. First of all, we've kind of created a goose paradise here in Chicago.
People want to live near ponds, and they want to have a little get of cattails around there. Well, that's a perfect situation for geese. They realized, you know, I don't need to be breeding in the tundra dealing with Arctic foxes. I can be hanging out in Schaumburg and breeding on a pond, and everything will be fine.
So they found a safe place without a lot of predators, where they can eat, sleep, and breed. And they do a lot of breeding.
And that's the perfect combination, right? So if your survival goes up and you produce a lot of babies and they grow up, then you get this almost exponential population growth.
Another thing you need to know about the goose population, some of them live here all year round, but others fly down from Canada for the winter instead of going further south. And those winter arrivals, their numbers are growing.
There's no question there's more spending the winter. And what we think is going on is Chicago is actually a relatively safe place for them over the winter because you can't hunt geese. You know, from my perspective and a lot of people's perspective, the question is, you know, if I had the choice to hang out in Arkansas for the winter or freeze my butt off on the south side, I would go to Arkansas. But, you know, it's a cost, right? The cost is all the energy to fly down there and then the possibility of being shot.
Technically, you can hunt geese and hagfish on the south side. Weird, right? But that's for a whole other episode. Generally, though, he's right. You can't hunt geese in most of Cook County, so the geese like it here, and their numbers are growing. But why exactly is that a problem other than some poop on my shoes? Well, first of all, Ward says,
when geese are nesting, they can be very aggressive. And so I know a couple times in Chicago we've been contacted about geese attacked somebody's kid or attacked them.
But Ward says these goose attacks are really more like goose scares.
They can act really tough, and they hiss at you, and they sound real mean, and they're pretty cocky, right? They'll walk right up to you like they're going to attack you, and they might fly at you, but they can't really hurt you. There's been some injuries where people have fallen and hurt themselves because they're scared of the geese, but they can't really do much to you.
Another concern is that poop I mentioned, but it turns out scraping it off your shoe is not the only thing to worry about.
They can leave a lot of excrement out there, and there can be diseases in there if you're like breathing in poop that essentially gets dried out and becomes airborne.
And then there's a much bigger problem.
For us, the number one issue would be air traffic collisions, right? So they're rare, but if they happen, they could be catastrophic. So that's the number one that we're always thinking about, how to mitigate that threat.
Okay, so too many geese is a problem. But to Vicky's question, what can be done about it? Whose job is it to deal with Chicago's goose problems?
I deal with Chicago goose problems almost on a daily basis.
More from this guy after a break.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide is a topic that hides in the shadows. It's time we talk away the dark, learn how to spot the warning signs for suicide, and how you can have an open, caring, real conversation to help save lives. Visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to watch the new short film and learn more at afsp.org/talkawaythedark.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Ben Williams is a wildlife biologist at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, where he focuses on urban waterfowl and migratory birds. He also fields complaints from people who are having problems with birds. So if you got a goose issue, he's the guy you want to call. But he won't sugarcoat it.
The first thing I always tell people is that there's really no silver bullet. There's not one thing that you're going to be able to do to reduce numbers. It's kind of a consistency and persistency thing.
One common technique is called harassment, basically trying to scare the geese from your lawn, your park, your golf course, or whatever. And this can look a lot of different ways.
Some people will use predator decoys, like a coyote decoy that they put out and hope that it scares the geese. Some people will use remote control cars. Some people will use lasers.
Then there's pyrotechnics, propane cannons, dogs, swans, banging pots and pans, or just chasing them away.
All of these can be effective, but if you don't mix it up every now and then the geese learn pretty quickly what's real and what's not and whether they need to pay attention to it.
According to one USDA pamphlet on goose control, quote, the key to success is to remain more persistent than the geese. That same pamphlet goes on to describe a bunch of other ways to deal with geese, like exclusion, for example, fencing geese out of sensitive areas, or habitat modification, like steepening the banks of a pond so it's hard for them to get in and out, or chemical repellents, like spraying stuff on the lawn that makes the grass taste bad. More often, though, people apply for permits to remove the goose eggs and nests. That's what the Chicago Park District is doing in several places right now. But what if none of those things do the trick? Well, there is one last option: killing adult geese. It's not pleasant to think about, but the experts I talked to said it is the most effective way to control the goose population. Still, hunting geese is illegal in most of Cook County. So what can you do? Here's Williams again.
The DNR has a program called our Charity Harvest Program.
A charity harvest, which is a nice way of saying, well, killing a bunch of geese. Williams says if a park district, government agency, or homeowners association is having really big goose problems and none of the other techniques have worked, they can apply for a permit to run a charity harvest. And here's how it works.
There's a period of time in the summer in either June or July, it can vary, where geese actually molt all of their flight feathers and they become flightless. At this point, we can herd them into, we use big sections of chain link fence, and you can kind of corral them all together.
Then they load the live geese into poultry crates, take those crates to a slaughterhouse, kill the geese, and donate the meat to local food banks. And William says they don't take it lightly.
It's more of a, this problem is out of control. We need to reset the clock so that our non-lethal management can work. It's not ideal. We don't like it to get to that point. But in certain cases, it is on the table, I guess, as a management technique.
But not an uncontroversial one. This summer, protesters came out to oppose a charity harvest in Urbana-Champaign in downstate Illinois. So how likely are we to get the goose population completely under control in Chicago? I asked Mike Ward at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I don't see us controlling the populations very soon. They're eventually going to reach some point where there's going to what we call carrying capacity, where there's just so many that there are not enough resources, not enough safe places for them to go.
And if it gets to that point, their numbers will peak. They won't be able to survive, and some will likely starve to death. But in the meantime, there are some things we can do to make the city a little less welcoming to geese, like reintroducing native prairie plants to parks and public spaces.
Geese don't like to move through tall grass. They like these mowed big open areas. And so it might be that we need to have more prairies. If you have some nice prairie areas with some maybe some shrubs, you'll get lots of, you know, orioles and chickadees and other types of birds that people don't find as problematic.
For now, it looks like the geese are here to stay. Ward says he and his students are still trying to come up with some more effective techniques to control their populations that don't involve killing them. Until then, the best advice for Victoria and for the rest of us is probably to learn to live with them. And always remember to wipe your shoes. Curious City, supported by the Conant Family Foundation. I'm Monica Eng.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Thanks for listening to the news live on WBEZ and NPR. The WBEZ stream sounds great in the kitchen on your smart speaker and anywhere on the WBEZ app. Listen every day.